Jacobs goes up to half forward for North Melbourne. Petrie just nudged McFarlane underneath it, wins the footy back. He goes for home himself. It's across the face of goals. It bounces in the right forward pocket. Brown gathers. The big man twisting and turning around Dawson. Chips it back towards the top of the square. But Mundy in front couldn't mark. Nahas will kick a goal. High kick from Chris Main. Sets it up inside 50. Jonathan Griffin from the side. Nat Fyfe was right underneath it. He had the sit, but Griffin had the perfect line on it, Bradley, to fly across, Take the mark, and will line up directly in front, 35 metres out.
Yeah, came in at a 45-degree angle, lost his man, and took the ball at the highest point he could reach it anyway, so impossible to stop.
Yeah, the 201 centimetres certainly helped. Spears at a drop punt. Dockers on the board at Etihad. It's marked by Chris Main. He turns, looks inboard. Walters on the lead. Takes it. He plays on around from right. He gets to 45, kicks it long, and Sanderson! Too big, too strong, too tall in the goal square. And he will go back and kick it goal from 5 metres out. And he just showed the size differential there on Todd Goldstein.
We called it, Bobby.
And he just threw him out of the way.
We called it, Bobby.
So Jonathan Griffin kicked the first goal. Fremantle's backup ruckman. And we saw Sanderson here a couple of weeks ago kick some goals under the roof. And he pops this one through. He's got Nat Fyfe all by himself in the right forward pocket. Instead goes toward the top of the goal square. Main couldn't take the mark. Alex Pearce gets back. Lays a great tackle on Ben Cunnington. Fyfe trying to wrestle in there. Barlow 2, right forward pocket. Walters tried to keep it in. Did just handball. Pearce spills down to Fyfe. He snaps it around his body. Gee, they had to work hard for that goal. 3-0. They got it. It goes in Nat Fyfe's column. Mark taken by Fyfe. Handballs inboard to Daniel Pearce. Off the AFL Toyota logo. Nice kick to centre half forward. Mark taken by Walters. Running in. Lockie Neal. Ball bounces just out in front of him. He snaps it around on the right man in the goal square. Michael Barlow. That was the cleanest passage going forward for Fremantle this afternoon. Higgins gave it off to Swallow. Didn't read it correctly. Had a second chance. Corralled against the boundary line by Daniel Pearce. The kick from Swallow. Unable to be marked by Nahas. Had time to recover. Gave the handball off quickly. Jared Waite squares it up to centre half forward. Del Santo loops a handball. Boomer from 50. You just always know when it's in Boomer's hands, something special might happen. Did on that occasion.
And Sanderson's out of the middle here at Etihad. Kick Fremantle inside 50 onto the chest of Chris Main. That was all too easy for the Dockers. And here's Chris Main from just inside 50. Gives the ball plenty of loft. Has it got the distance? It's right on the line. We may need a score review. Goal umpire says it's a goal. They're going to confer, and it's been paid. So Chris Main just had the legs.
Neil kicks to the edge of the centre square, half forward for the Dockers. Alex Pearce took the mark, and again, encroaching the player this time, it was the veteran, Brent Harvey, doing the encroaching. And now, Alex Pearce, within range of goal, he'll only be 20 metres out, virtually dead in front. Alex Pearce. Well, he's been a target up forward, hadn't been able to get his boot onto it yet, but that's what they want, a little bit of push and shove in the goal square, adds a little bit of feist into this match at Etihad.
Dawson tries to get a handball out through the legs of Crozier. Good desperation from Gibson there, forward pocket for North Melbourne. Ball still alive. Picking it up was Waite. Was he legged? He was. Free kick North Melbourne. Waite leans back on the kick. It's sliding across the face, but it just holds its line. Waite converts from the set shot. And the Roos have got their third.
Launches inside 50 to Zibitson. Sanderson!
There he is, Bobby. Roller Robert.
He just pushed off. Nudged off, I should say, Todd Goldstein. Put the arms out, and that's like Inspector Gadget going for a mark. He ain't going to drop it. This to make it Fremantle's best ever first quarter against North Melbourne. He's done it. Seven straight, 42, the Fremantle Dockers. He's got two.
Ball's locked in under the pack, but it'll be pulled up. 55 out from Fremantle's goal.
Like a game of new twister there. There was arms and legs and dangly bits everywhere, but he couldn't get it out.
Don't look at me.
Sandlins.
I know it's your favourite game.
Kick goes inside 50 for the Kangaroos. Johnson in front, couldn't take the mark. Ball to the side of the pack, close to the boundary line. Dawson after it. Goldstein trying to pick it up. Almost threw it across to Ben Brown, who snaps and kicks the first goal of the second term. Quick snap around his body. It's going to land right at the top of the square. Main competing in the air, but a good mark taken by Tarrant in defence. Mark of the round for the Brooklands Tavern. I needed that. As the ball goes long now by Tarrant up to half forward. Goldstein crushed the pack. It spills out the pack. Cunnington did well. Shovels a handball through now to Nahas. Just inside 50. Short pass. It was over the head of Boomer. Getting back there. He's still got it. Boomer and he snaps the goal. He's got two. He's still got all the tricks, Boomer Harvey.
Mzungu on the left. Inside 50. Easiest of marks to Michael Walters. And then Ferrito gave him a late bump. And I reckon there was a little bit of acting in that from Michael Walters, who will go back, take his kick. 45 degree angle, 20 metres out. He's one that needs to stand up for them with the absence of Matthew Pavlich. Incredibly, he hasn't kicked one today. Now he has.
Dangerous stuff. Tarrant knocks it down. North Melbourne still a chance. Handball to Higgins. Handball to Boomer. Gets clear of one. Sizes up the goals and makes no mistake this time. He prefers it on the run to the set shot, Boomer Harvey. And he has got three in the first half.
Playing him on his own.
And they're in the back pocket. North Melbourne again with Hanson. And you go back to Jacobs. Defensive 50 for the Kangaroos. And a great quarter for North Melbourne. Getting back into the contest. Here's Walters setting himself for the fly. A mark of the round contender for the Brooklyn's tavern over Del Santo. Mundy trying to get clear. Has to spot up a target inside 50. Michael Johnson drifting down. Used the body well. Just pushed off his man. And has taken a mark 35 metres out, 45 degree angle. Hasn't kicked a goal this year. Hasn't registered a score this year, Michael Johnson. Doesn't kick many. He leans back on this one. Like he plays forward all the time. That was perfect off the boot.
Laurie Colliver said we'd be taking any scones with us to Adelaide next week, Chunk.
Well, you'd want to because the catering over there is abysmal.
Oh!
We are on relay to 5AA today, Shane. You won't be able to show your face.
Against Adelaide. The 5AA boys are lovely, but maybe they should bring some scones and welcome their 6PR visitors because the catering, they make the sandwiches on a Monday and they serve them on a Sunday.
Marked by Jared Waite for the Kangaroos. They're looking to move it quickly. North Melbourne sent inside 50. Good running from Sean Higgins. And he takes the mark 40 metres out from goal at about a 60 degree angle right forward pocket. Set shot on goal. 40 metres out. Loved it off the boot. North Melbourne to go inside 50. Another short pass back to Swallow. Half volley. Has to just kick blindly back to the top of the square. Waite! Jared Waite's taken a mark at the top of the square for the Kangaroos. And surely we'll go back and slot this one through. Jared Waite to kick his second. North Melbourne inch closer. Barlow chips in and takes the mark right half forward for Fremantle. Trying to find an option. He tries the short pass. He's found his man, Stephen Hill.
Steady up.
It was a dangerous kick, but Hill's taken the mark 49 metres out from goal. Averaging 24 disposals. Averages over 500 metres gained per match, and that is a great set shot finish from outside 50. Stephen Hill showing all the skill. Stephen Hill did well. Controlled it with one hand, put it on his boot. Kicks it inside 50 for Fremantle. Jacobs gets back first. Oh, dangerous contact there from Nat Fife. That was a really awkward front-on challenge, and he could be in trouble there, Fife. He's already been reprimanded twice this season. And the Brownlow medal favourite has cannoned in front on to a North Melbourne opponent in an ugly incident.
He'll be right.
That could be big news. North Melbourne play on quickly. Emergency umpire out onto the field. It was almost in the exact same spot that he slid into Kobe Stevens earlier on this season.
Picked up by Cunnington, tries to work it forward. Ferrito swoops onto the ball, feeds a handball, left half forward. Plenty of space for Higgins. He decides not to have a shot. Rather squares it up. Waite, was he pushed out of the contest? No free kick. Kangaroos fans were openable at any hat. Nahas dives into the ball. We're going to see
a free kick.
He was taken high late, Nahas, by Ibbotson. Another big kick for the Kangaroos. This to make it a seven-point ball game. We're 40 seconds out from three-quarter time. Robbie Nahas comes in, 45-degree angle. The crowd knew right away. Massive final quarter coming up at Etihad. Attlee wanted Ben Brown. He was too far back, and now Mzungu can send Fremantle forward again into the hot spot. Jonathan Griffin.
Oh, that's soft.
That's not the first time this afternoon that he's cut off his own teammate in that fight. Comes in on that 45-degree angle. Brad takes the easiest of marks and will line up directly in front here. The kick, the goal. Fremantle out to a 13-point buffer.
Ball kick long inside 50. Brown! Big, strong, contested mark from Ben Brown. Left forward pocket, 25.